This is Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to The Piecast, a special bonus podcast all about pie. Valerie Gordon of Valerie's Confections is one of LA's most talented creators of desserts. She stopped by the studio the other day with some beautiful rustic galettes. Tell me what we're staring at in this little box.
We are staring at two seasonal galettes that we sell at the Hollywood Farmers Market on Sundays. They feature a window where you can see the ingredients inside and surrounded by a beautifully four-corner crimped frame, a pastry frame, essentially.
That's exactly what it looks like. Instead of the more regular galettes that one sees, which are take their form more from being a rustic pie, they tend to be round. And these are square. And it is. It's like a beautiful little picture frame of crust with a little window into the deliciousness. So I'm going to first ask you about your crust. Mm-hmm. That looks very delicious. I'm dieting, so this is like a nightmare. It looks like a very delicious, buttery, and maybe cream cheese crust.
There's no cream cheese in it, actually. I went back and forth on that, and I found that the cream cheese, It was hard to make the cream cheese hold its form as much as with sort of a lower butter content than I would generally use for a crust, which is challenging for me to reduce butter. And then just some flavor additives, a little vanilla, salt.
It's interesting you add vanilla to the crust.
Mm-hmm. I actually found that because of the format where we're selling them, where we don't have access to an oven, I found that the crust needed a little bit more flavor accentuation than I would normally do if we were doing a heated galette served with ice cream or served with whipped cream or something like that. I found when people are eating them at room temperature, I found myself craving just a little bit more flavor in the crust.
The rhubarb, the little rhubarb galette is quite interesting because the way you've cut the rhubarb is unusual, and the presentation sort of as a little painting through this window is very particular. Describe how you prepare the filling.
The filling is pretty much like everything we do at Valerie Confections, which is ridiculously labor-intensive. We have these perfect little matchsticks of rhubarb, and this was after doing a few tests and finding that larger pieces of rhubarb just were too fibrous. Doing a matchstick more than a quarter inch just, it detracted from the pleasure of the experience because chewing on it became awkward, biting into it became awkward and sort of unwieldy. So putting these very thin, sugar-macerated matchsticks of rhubarb diagonally on the frame.
Yes, yes, folks. She is a little obsessive-compulsive about her work.
Presented the most visually beautiful and delicious pastry. And it is on a bed of strawberry rhubarb jam.
It's interesting. It makes me, when I look at this, it reminds me of like wild grasses blowing in the breeze or a field of like red spiked wildflowers. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what it makes you think. Now, you mentioned the word macerate, mm-hmm. sugar macerated rhubarb. Sometimes people hear that word and they think that it's some complicated technique.
It's mixing fruit with some sugar.
And letting it sit.
And so you allow the fruit to soften on its own a little bit and absorb a little bit of the sugar while the sugar extracts a little bit of the juice.
Did you thicken it all, or because it's on a bed of jam, did you just lay the macerated fruit on?
We add just a teeny bit of flour, the teeniest bit.
And now the other little picture frame mm-hmm. with the window is into a type of deliciousness that I am wild for, which is almond in any form. Mm. So describe what the filling is of the second one.
This one is pretty fun. Last year when we started our farmer's market line, we did a tart. I did a pluot tart, a marzipan pluot tart. And just sort of as we've grown this new line of pastries, I found that we really want something less finessed than a pressed tart. It's just a little bit too refined for the farmer's market. There should be an ease to all of the pastries in our market line, I felt. So we sort of transformed that concept into part of the Galette collection. And this is cross sections of Santa Rosa plum on a bed of frangipane.
Let me ask you to describe frangipane.
Frangipane is an almond cream, essentially. It's very, you find it all the time in French pastry, and almond croissants, I think, is probably the most ubiquitous form of frangipane.
But the problem with calling it a cream, and I have this problem in the restaurant when
there's no cream in it.
When servers try to describe it to, because when it bakes up, it almost becomes like a little cake layer.
It does. It does. What's in frangipane? We have ground almonds. I do not blanch them. We're just leaving the skins on and they're ground. Then egg, sugar, butter. I use vanilla paste and I use fleur de sel in it to sort of give it a good punch of salt and sweet. And I love vanilla paste in it because you get sort of a fuller, rounded flavor from it. And that balances with the tartness of the plum really beautifully.
How does vanilla paste differ from vanilla extract?
You actually have vanilla bean in it. And you just get a more aggressive vanilla flavor.
So this has frangipane and marzipan?
It does.
Now, what is the difference?
Well, marzipan is a candy. Marzipan is made of blanched almonds and sugar, essentially. And then it's cooked, and kneaded and rolled. And there's water in there. We put, again, a little vanilla in there. It's cooked almond and sugar, essentially, until it becomes a really, really fine, smooth confection. So we use marzipan in our pétifors. And when I was playing with this, the other form of this dessert last year, I thought, let's throw some marzipan on there. And instead of tossing the fruit in sugar, as we do with the rhubarb strawberry galette, we're tossing the Santa Rosa plum segments in marzipan and then putting it on top. So then you get like, it's texturally, it's more fun because you really get that sort of crunchy, sort of, you know, vibrant thing happening on top of the soft sort of tart fruit. So you get four layers of deliciousness happening there.
Wow. Valerie, thank you so much for bringing these beautiful little picture frame galettes.
Thank you so much.
That was Valerie Gordon of Valerie Confections. Check out pies from some of LA's best bakers on our Pie a Day project on the Good Food blog. It's all at kcrw.com/goodfood. And enter your pie in the second annual Good Food Pie Contest. It's Labor Day weekend in Beverly Hills. Go to kcrw.com/pie to enter.